This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
What is going on? Tailgate and Tall Boys Day 2, Bloomington, Illinois. Super fucking stoked to be here. This is Outside the Round with Rage Rowdy live on location from the Rage Rowdy tent. Very happy to be here. Once again, my name is Matt Barile, and we've got a great day of music in store. Last night, Mother Nature did not want to cooperate with us, but today it is fucking beautiful. There's a couple clouds in the skies out there by the windmills, and that's about it. It is sunny. There's not a lot of shade. It's fucking beautiful. Gorgeous. Exactly what you want. And speaking of gorgeous, this lineup that we have got today, I mean, it is awesome. We've got we'll start from top to bottom. We got the one, the only, Mr. Eric fucking Church, the chief himself, headlining tonight. We got our man DJ Cliffy D doing the after party on the side stage from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. You know, we're going to be out there. We're going to be higher than all the corn that we drove by to get out here to great old Bloomington, Illinois. We got L. King playing. We got Paul Cawthon playing on the main stage. We got our man Tyler Braden kicking it off on the main stage. And the side stage is also fucking stacked. Three great friends of ours playing that today. We got our boy Nate Kenyon, who's going to be joining us on the podcast here in a little while. Good buddy of ours from the great state of Georgia. Ms. Lainey Gardner, who did a live podcast with us at Live Oak last year when we did that WME takeover. She's going to be on the side stage. And then we have got our boy, who is going to be joining us momentarily, the hometown kid. He's kicking off the whole damn festival on the side stage, Mr. Clayton Shea, going to be joining us in just a few minutes. It is just absolutely beautiful out there. Uh-oh, the content team is out. The content team is here. We're going to have our boy Landon Smith jumping on a little bit to tell us the vibes out in the parking lots. Day two is usually when you've begun to make your friends at the festival, and the weekend just goes up, up, up from there. So it's going to be a freaking blast. We got the truck show going on as well. A lot of big fucking trucks. I don't know how people get into those trucks. That was the question that I have. Like, we're looking at that Ford Super Duty over there by the Elevate tent. How do you even get in that thing? Like, there's like a ladder come down or something. You just jump, like box jump into, I don't know. But they got a truck show going on today up until the gates open at about 2:30. So a great fucking lineup. Shout out to our friends from Country Financial helping put on this great event. Wayne and Austin and the whole team from USA Concert. Shout out to Cruisins, one of our favorite rowdy clubs in the country. And, of course, oh, there we go. There's the content. Hell yeah. We were looking for you yesterday, bud. Welcome back. Good to fucking see you. Shout out. We've got our friends from Surfside out here with us. Clayton's going to be enjoying one of these here momentarily. Get him all primed up. Be nice and buzzed for the load-in. And it'll be cool. So let's get him on one time. I know the crowd's going to start coming in here momentarily. Got some people looking at us like, what the fuck are these guys doing? We have got right here, we got our man, Mr. Clayton Shea. Y'all give it up for Clayton, the hometown boy. Going to pop those headphones on right there.
What's up, brother?
And just talking to the microphone. There you go.
Is this thing on?
It is on. I believe it's on. Yeah. So, Clayton, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm fantastic, dude. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's really good to be in your home state of Illinois, man. So, where are you from in relation to here?
So, I'm from a very small town called Canton, Illinois. It's about an hour and 20 minutes from here. Southwest from here.
Okay. So, down closer to, like, Missouri, Kentucky?
Not quite that far. It's more west.
More west. So,
yeah.
Out towards, like, Iowa and
yep,
stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yep. About an hour from the border.
We were in Clinton, Iowa last week, and, man, it was fucking awesome.
I heard.
The Iowa folks are great. I'd never really been to Iowa. And it's just good-hearted Midwestern folks.
Who was the headliner? Was
headliners for that? We had Jelly Roll on Thursday. Then we had Bailey on Friday, and then we had Shinedown.
Shinedown
was fucking wild, dude. We had Shinedown, Cadillac 3, Them Dirty Roses, Myron Elkins on the Rock Day. Had the openers like Nate Smith out there as well. It was Lakeview was out there, of course. It was a good solid festival. It's a good way to kick off the TNT season, Tailgating Tall Boys. And this isn't your first time out here. Your first time working with Wayne and Austin and the folks from USA Concerts. You're a veteran of Cruisins.
Oh yeah, we go way back. I've known those guys for almost a decade. Playing, you know, Cruisins and just being homies for the last, you know, several years.
So So what does this festival mean to you and the people in this area? Like, to have a big area. This is one of the biggest, most spread out festivals that we'll go to all year with Raised Rowdy. And we go to quite a few of them. And it just seems like this area of folks in the Midwest, across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, Northern Kentucky, like, this is a big deal that they mark on the calendar every year. How important is this festival for kind of the ecosystem of country music in the heartland?
Yeah, you know, it's been on my radar for a long time. It's been something I've been trying for a long time. And I think, you know, moving to Nashville, releasing music, that sort of thing kind of got me out of the box of like cover band, which I was when I was here, you know. So it got started getting taken a little more seriously. And I think once I started doing that, they're like, oh, you know, Clayton's got some stuff going on. So let's get him on this festival. And I've had a lot of people in my corner pushing me, blowing them up every year, like, hey, is Clayton playing? And so I know I got a lot of people coming out to the side stage to see our show that they're going to be, you know, showing out for us.
Yeah. And all these people, they have opened up the gates here at Tailgate and Tall Boys. I love your outfit, girl. I love that outfit. There are some greatly dressed people here. The festies are like no other, especially here in Bloomington, Illinois. Have you been to this festival before?
Yeah, so I was here last year just as a you know, a concert goer. Luckily, they hooked me up with the artist pass so I could kind of mingle and do my thing. But yeah, it was very much just kind of breaking me in for the festival kind of thing. And there was talks of me coming back and playing this year, but nothing was solidified. So shortly after that, the crew came down to Nashville for a whiskey jam, and they're like, hey, you're on, brother.
Hell yeah. Like, that's awesome, dude. And to have you kicking off, because we didn't have any music yesterday, you are literally kicking off the festival, my guy.
That's like, right.
From last year coming here, being a festie. How we doing, guys? We got the crew out here. Hey. There we go. Hell yeah. From being one of those folks that was just here watching the festival last year to kicking the damn weekend off.
That's right.
That's a big deal.
Dude, I'm stoked, man. It feels a little surreal. It feels like milestone, you know, one of those things that you stress out about until it happens. And then I think I'm going to go through the show, enjoy that. And then afterwards, I'm going to be like, oh, that was fucking awesome. And
yeah,
it's going to hit me then, I think.
Yeah, dude. And it's cool to have you on here. It's cool to have Bailey headlining, obviously, another local guy. Yeah, that right there. So that is Surfside Iced Tea Vodka. Let's get that first sip on the mic. Let's hear it. Let's get that first sip.
Dude. Oh, my.
Yeah.
That is refreshing.
They're crushable.
Oh, wow.
They're crushable.
I could shotgun one of these, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely make that happen. Surfside is our newest sponsor, the Raised Rowdy.
You know what I love about this is, like, the Twisted Teas, they're way too sugary. They're way too, like, I drank one or two, and I'm like, ugh, I feel gross. But I think I could drink about 12 or 30 of these.
Yeah, they're carrying them at Live Oak, at Losers, at the Rusty Nail, all the places.
That's too close to home. That's going to be a little, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, Rusty Nail, you can get them for like $4 during our events.
Seven minutes from my house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, same. So how long have you been in Nashville now?
I just hit my 6-year mark in March.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I hit my 6-year mark in October is when it. So we're part of that like same class. Oh, we got this, let's talk about that sign real quick that's flying up. It says, what is it saying? It says something about like Eric. It's like Eric Church. It said,
You must wear sunglasses.
You must wear sunglasses to an Eric Church concert, which they have the shades on right there.
They get it.
But for you, Clayton Shea, being in Nashville, we came in at like the same time.
Yeah.
In 2018, we both moved here and we got to know each other pretty well. Were you on that first in the round?
I was on the first one.
You were on the first in the round that we ever did at Live Oak, which has been going on now we're coming up on our fifth year of being there, which is fucking wild. We survived through COVID, got through all that shit. And you were one of the last podcasts that I did before COVID hit.
That's right.
It was like right around St. Patrick's Day of 2020. So I remember because you and Boudreaux were drinking whiskey together.
That's right.
I remember.
Definitely
and that was back when you had the long hair.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I feel like you have gone through some changes in your writing and have really found like who you are as an artist.
I appreciate you saying that, brother.
I think so. Like over the past year, it's been really cool to watch you kind of evolve and find your guys and girls that you really like writing with and putting out the music where you're like, this is Clayton Shea. This is what it looks like. This is what it sounds like.
I think it's a never-ending journey to get there. You know, I think you never stop evolving. But I think, first of all, thank you for saying that because I've been working hard on that. But I think I'm closer than ever to getting to the place where I feel like it's really authentically me. the music I'm putting out means something to me, and it feels like music I'd put out regardless of whether people listen to it, which I think is important. You know, it's for you too. At the end of the day, it's for the artist. But the, you know, you want people to enjoy it. But yeah, thank you for saying that, brother. It's been a process for
sure.
Dude,
it hasn't. But watching the guys come up around you too, like seeing you go on retreats with our good buddies Jordan Rager and fucking Stimmy Justin Holt and Jerry Jacobs and Chase McDaniel and like that whole crew. And right now is the time where it doesn't have to be singing about trucks. We love trucks, and there's a truck show. It doesn't have to be guys wearing cowboy hats. It can really be kind of anything, and you can put in emotion and portray it in a different way where you have those rock roots to you, and you can write songs that can do that that we couldn't do in 2018, that we can do now in 2024.
It's more open than ever, I think, right now. The country genre, the umbrella of country is expanded. It's rock, it's pop, it's everything in between. And it's never been a better time to just dive into what you love and your influences.
Yeah, dude. So as far as new music and things going on, we're getting in now to the time of year where a lot of folks got shows and are getting out there. You've spent years on the road as a band member too, so you're no stranger to touring. But as far as getting in the studio, I know you're writing a ton. You've been writing a lot, especially over like the last, it seems like, year and a half, 2 years. You have just been grinding, putting the pen to paper, putting the notes, the endless notes in the iPhones and all that.
That's right.
What do we got as far as new music and things like that? What do we have to look forward to in this year, 2024?
So I'm definitely in a place right now where I'm, like I just said, kind of reaching into my influences, digging those things up, trying to write stuff that feels very authentically me, and I'm letting that process breathe. I'm not in any rush. Okay. I could put music out at the end of the year. It could be next year. Who knows? But I'm kind of doing these shows and trying them out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try out several new songs. But it's definitely moving more towards like a, you know, late 90s, 2000s rock country infused toward it sort of thing. You know, I grew up listening to like Goo Goo Dolls, Creed, Mashbox 20, STP.
Butt rock.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's gonna sound something like that too. But I haven't quite gotten to where I feel like it's done. And so I'm letting the process do its thing and breathing and, you know, trusting it.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome, man. Well, we're very excited for the new music coming out. We're very excited to see you on this stage today.
Oh, dude, thank you so much.
We know how big of a moment it is for you. And it's one of my favorite things, and I think I speak for Nikki T with this too, is one of our favorite things is getting to watch guys and girls that we've had playing our events, wearing our merch, watching us grow with Raise Rowdy, and then getting to see you guys grow and play festival stages, play club shows, getting cuts as writers, like just kind of growing within the scene. And today's that moment. You're in your home state of Illinois. This is like one of the biggest festivals, arguably, in country music this year with this lineup of incredible headliners. There's going to be 20,000 to 30,000 people walking through the doors throughout this weekend. Like, it's a big deal. So to see you kicking it off as a hometown kid is just fucking incredible. It really is.
It's humbling, brother. Yeah, you know, it's weird how fast time goes. We're just talking about being in town for 6 years. It does not feel like that.
No, dude, it flies by.
It's crazy. You always want to move faster as an artist. You know, you always want to get it there quicker, but trusting the process is important. And I'm just humbled to be here. It's an honor. So,
dude, it's awesome. It really is. Now, what do you guys do for fun out here in Illinois? Because there's a lot of fields. we have our buddy Landon Smith with us. This is Landon's first time going north of the Mason-Dixon line. He's from Georgia. And he was like, we started driving by, and we go by all the fields on the interstate. And you start seeing windmills. He's like, what are those? And his mind was blown. He's like, what do they do for fun here? I'm like, field
Brother,
parties, drink beer.
Drink is the first answer is drink. The second answer is there's not a lot to do here, so you just kinda get creative.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, we would just like hang out at the Walmart parking lot or like the park. We called it the pit. That's where everyone went and like played hacky sack and smoked cigs and like just a degenerate. Like, there's not a lot to do around here, to be completely honest. And every time I come back from Nash, I'm like, oh, I can't drive 5 minutes and go eat at like a fucking B-dubs or something. You know what I mean? It's like it's not around here. Bloomington there is for sure, but still, even in Bloomington, there's not really jack shit to do.
Yeah, do you go into Chicago a lot or not really?
Surprisingly, not a lot. I've been to other cities more. Even living here, it's, you know, 2.5-ish, 3 hours away, depending on traffic. I've only been there a handful of times, to be honest.
Yeah. Nice. How Do you prefer the Illinois style of pizza? Because we had Detroit style the other night from a place called Pizza Playa, I think it was.
You're talking about like deep dish? Like,
yeah, like there's like the deep dish, and there's like the squares of like the shit they have in Michigan, and then there's like my New York like thin crust.
I like the thin crust, like personally, thin crust? Yeah. I don't know. It's just too much fluff in a deep dish. It's like, I don't need all that. I just like to have a couple of slices.
To me, it's like there's a lot of work with the deep dish to where you need the, oh, there we go. There's Austin and the gang. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. But there's like a lot of work to eating a deep dish. It's like a fucking lasagna,
It's
bro.
Like a cake or like,
dude, it fills you the
too
fuck
much.
Up.
Who wants that much cheese?
Yeah, there's only so much Luminantes I can eat, you know? But dude, we're very excited to watch you today. Appreciate you coming over and doing this. And this will be getting aired on the on Outside the Round. This will be the first episode you and I have done together post COVID.
This is like a throwback, a blast from the past. It really is, bro.
And we're very excited. How long of a set are they giving you today?
We get 45 minutes.
Dude.
The cool thing is we're initially first of three on the side stage, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we got bumped up to the 5 o'clock slot. So now we're second.
Oh.
So hopefully a few more people will be there, you know.
Okay.
So a little slightly better slot.
Okay. Yeah. A great slot. That's
so come
awesome.
Out, everybody.
We'll be sure to be over there, and we're in a good spot over here. What do you get as far as fair food and stuff? Because we're looking. I know they're gonna have catering. You're gonna have access to all of that stuff wearing that artist tag, but. Looking over there, you've got, like, the sausage grill with the fucking cheese steaks and all of that. I don't know what a Mac Daddy is, but I'm intrigued. There's,
you know,
like, all this stuff. Like, what is your kind of go-to at an event like this?
I've been eating really well for a while, but I might actually cave and get myself a little funnel cake if they got it.
Oh, funnel cake.
I'm like a fried,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Danny back there in the tent, she's one of our festies. She got some funnel cake in Clinton, Iowa. Blew her mind.
I'm a fool for it, dude.
Yeah, dude. The food out here is fantastic. Seeing all the vendors out here, the infusion of the truck culture with this festival is really cool. You got Jack Daniels over there. You got Red Bull over there. You got Tito's. You got all these different things going on. Of course, the folks from Country Financial, our boys from Nothing Fancy are here. We get to be here. It's a lot of fun, man, and what a way to kick off the day. And that guy right there, hugging old Nicky T, Austin Jones.
What up, brother?
One of the guys that has helped put this whole thing together, and we're going to have to give him a big old hug. We got him and Wayner coming on tomorrow, I think. So
hell yeah.
We got him, Wayner, Lakeview, and LaCade coming on tomorrow, which we're excited about. And then we got Colby Cooper and Ben Chapman coming on Sunday.
Solid
lineup. We had Wyatt Flores here yesterday, and it was cool. And Wyatt popped up, due to the unfortunate events yesterday, Wyatt popped up in a truck bed and played a full acoustic set for everybody.
Which is such a G move, dude. I mean, he didn't have to do that, and like the fact that he did is like, I think that's super cool, man.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's really cool, man. It's really cool to have you here and have you as a part of the Raise Rowdy family again. You're what we call day one. Also,
appreciate you, brother.
I don't know if we can get your feet up there to show the kicks. We might be able to with the camera. Tell us about these fucking shoes.
So I'm a bit of a sneakerhead.
Just a bit.
It's become a problem in past. But
I can see Shelby smirking over there when she hears. I got a little bit of a problem with how many sneakers I own. How many sneakers do you think he owns, Shelby? How many pairs of sneakers does he own? A full closet? Are we talking?
I have
30.
I have 20? I have racks. I have like the shoe racks where you like that stack up. They're plastic boxes that you like unfold to cases.
Yeah.
So I keep those like display cases almost. I quit buying them for a little while just because I was like, it's getting out of hand. So these are the new edition pumps, Reebok pumps.
They
don't,
good.
Unfortunately, they don't pump like the old ones did.
Yeah.
But these were like a fucking steal, dude. I
really?
Got these for $80.
You
off
got those for $80?
$80, yeah.
Wow.
I honestly wanted to buy like five more of the different colors and shit.
Yeah, that
but
variation.
I was like, stop, dude. You're out of hand here.
That's awesome. Well, Clayton, I appreciate you coming on,
Thank
brother.
Thank you, brother.
Can't wait for your set. I know there's some folks trickling in right now. If you can hear us out there, Clayton Shea playing the side stage, 5 o'clock sharp, baby. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's gonna be 5 o'clock here in Bloomington, Illinois, and the hometown boy Clayton fucking Shea is gonna be on the stage and on the side stage, and we're very excited. And what's really cool too, I'm helping MC the main stage.
Let's go.
Which is a lot. It's gonna be wild to introduce Eric Church tonight. It was wild to
Holy
introduce
shit, dude.
Jelly Roll and Shinedown and Bailey last week. But We're going to have Nikki T involved this week, and he's going to be helping us out with the side stage.
Let's go.
So you'll have Nikki T. It's going to be like you're at Live Oak, but with a lot more
people.
Exactly,
dude. It's going to feel like home.
Band. Yeah, dude. It's going to be awesome. Great. It's going to feel like home at home. So Clayton Shea, everybody be sure to look him up. Clayton Shea Music. Stream the songs that are out right now, and he's going to have some more stuff coming. He's spending a lot of time cooking in the kitchen right now, getting on those writing retreats and buying sneakers in his spare time. So
that's right.
Y'all be sure to check out our boy, Clayton Shea. We'll be back with some more podcasts after this. This is Outside the Round live on location at Tailgate and Tallboys, Bloomington, Illinois.
Boom.
And we are back, Tailgate and Tallboys, 2024, Bloomington, Illinois. And we are here at day two, and it has been awesome thus far. The energy is back up. The bands are sound checking. Got a great night. Eric Church, Paul Cawthon, L. King, our boy Tyler Braden, who we just saw backstage. How are you girls doing? You girls doing good? Excited? Hell yeah. That's awesome. Seen a lot of cowboy hats coming in here. Very excited about all that. And, yeah, happy to be here in Bloomington, Illinois, Tailgate and Tallboys 2024. And we have our boy, Mr. Nate Kenyon, coming to join us in just a little while. Nate's going to be kicking off the day on the side stage here in just a little while. How are my friends at BMC Lights doing? Can y'all hear me over there? Hell yeah. Across from our degeneracy. Love your trucks and all your lights and all that shit you got over there. I can't hear you. I got headphones on. Triangle, sleep? I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. Come on over. Come a little closer, as Billy Currington would say. Oh, no. That's Dierks Bentley. Wrong curly-haired guy from the 2000s. But, yeah, happy to be here at Tailgate and Tallboys, folks, bringing in their chairs. Oh, those GCI chairs. Those are good chairs. That's what we're sitting in right here.
Free AC.
Free AC over at the BMC Lights tent. So y'all be sure to go get you some of that free AC. You got any more of them cooling towels? We'll probably take a few of those if you got them. A cooling towel would be freaking awesome. But, yeah, we're on location. Had our boy Clayton Shea on earlier in this episode for day two. And we've had the folks, the degeneracy has been at a high level. Nikki T, why don't you come join me? We got Nikki T here. Getting it going. How you guys doing? I like those pants. Cowhide and shit. Looks good.
Hello, fine sir.
There we go. There's some good folks. The folks are starting to come in, and they're bringing chairs. They know what they are doing.
It's a long day.
Oh, look at that corn dog with the mustard. Yes. I got ridiculed last week in Iowa for only putting mustard on. They were like, you got to put mustard and ketchup. I'm like, no, just mustard is perfect. That is a perfectly good corn dog. Oh, we got BMC Lights cooling bringing towels. Over. Bring over some more towels. Let's go. Let's go. Strap me up. Woo. Oh, it's so cold. This is going to feel great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.
So, Nikki, how you feeling on day two here, bud?
It's beautiful. I mean, honestly, couldn't ask for better weather.
Yeah.
The vibes are also immaculate.
The vibes are very immaculate,
yeah,
I would say.
We got the rain out of the way, so it's going to be a great festival.
We got the rain out of the way, and a great lineup today of some folks that we know very well personally, and very excited for you to be making your TNT hosting debut.
Yeah, on the side stage out here, introducing the homies too, man.
Yeah, dude, it's really cool that it's Nate who's going to be joining us here in just a few.
Yep.
Clayton Shea.
Yep.
And Miss Lainey Gardner, who Lainey did one of our first live pods that we ever did.
Yep.
Over at Live Oak, me, you, and Kurt before the WME takeover of OTR, we had. We had Lainey on there, which was cool. So I love her sound. That song, 6 Feet Deep, is one of my favorites that I consistently jam and enjoy. So a lot of good stuff going on. Like you said, the vibes are just immaculate. Like,
it's beautiful out. Everybody's in good humor, bringing their chairs in. You're starting to see the folks filter on in.
That's a big chair that guy's got. That looks like a tent bag, but it's got a chair in it. They know what they're doing out here.
The XL, baby.
I love that afro right there, too. That is, you're ready to freaking go. We're going to see that afro headbanging all weekend long here in Bloomington, Illinois. And it feels good to be out of town doing these festivals, dude. Because we do so many events in town, but it's nice to have the change of pace and get to see folks. Because that's how we kind of all started, was by doing these festivals as patrons. So
yeah,
to be out here doing this now, it's been a blast.
Dude, it's amazing. very, very blessed to have these guys treat us the way they do here too, man.
Yeah, dude, we were just eating in catering. That's absurd that we have access to catering. It was delicious. The taco meat was awesome. Hey, how are you guys doing out there? You guys doing good? Any of you guys like shotgunning beers? No? They're like, no. No. They were doing that in the park. What about you guys? You guys are looking at each other.
They're like, we do like
beers. They're like, we like shotgunning beers. We'll provide the beers if y'all come over. We will provide the beers come over. Come on.
All right.
Come
here
on,
we go,
boys. Come on. I just got to check your IDs. Hey, girls, let's get two beers out of the cooler. Two Bud Lights, please. Two beers, please. And thank you. Gonna check the IDs. There we go. That is a real Illinois ID. You wouldn't believe how many of these fake Illinois IDs I used to catch in Nashville when I was a bouncer. So we got Braden and, Braden. We got, what was your name? Braden Walker, and his middle name is Walker, so that's cool. Hey, Landon, let's get Landon Smith back out here. Landon, come on.
I think he's gone.
Landon?
Oh, no, there he is.
There he is. I was going to say, he's right fucking here. Landon, get you a beer. Get you a beer, boy.
No.
No? Okay. No beer. We have a third that wants to do it, or are we just going to do it two-way? Just going to do it two-way? Come on. Hey. There we go. Come on over. Let me just check your ID real quick. Hey, we're about to do a shotgunning contest, and y'all grab me one of them trucker hats. Get me a foam trucker hat. Foam trucker hat and one more beer. There you go. All right. Antonio. Hell yeah, from Chicago. I like Chicago. That's a cool city. Well, we are about to do a little shotgun contest right here for this orange trucker hat. So Ike's going to video it on what looks like a camera that is as old as he is. Ike is
also
hungry.
Do they need keys?
Do you guys need keys? Are you guys going to bite it open or what? Keys? Okay, they need a key. All right. Give them a key. We'll do it. So who do we think's going to win? We got Braden, we got Walker, and we got Antonio. Who do we think? Who do we got our money on over there? Antonio. They're all picking Antonio.
They must know something.
They must know something that we fucking don't. We got our boy Nate Kenyon coming over. Nate's going to be playing on the side stage today. He's going to be coming over here joining us. For those of you watching right here, we are Raised Rowdy. We're a country music lifestyle brand and media company out of Nashville, Tennessee. You'll see me on stage emceeing the main stage tonight, and you will see Nikki T on the side stage emceeing everything. So,
all right.
Here we go. All right. Let's do the countdown. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Salud. Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Winner.
Y'all were betting on Antonio. You fucking lost. So it was our winner there.
Let's go. All right, come on and say hello.
And were you Walker or were you Braden Walker? Braden. You're Braden Walker, whatever your last name is. Hell yeah. That's awesome, dude. Hey, you guys go over there and pick out some koozies. You guys each get a koozie for participating. And go on over and check out our Raised Rowdy merch tent. We're running a deal on the hats. They're $35 a piece, or you can get two of them for $60. We're also giving away that Orca cooler right there if you join our mailing list. So go on over, check out our stuff. Keep the girls busy. We brought them all the way up from Nashville with us on a long drive. And then Landon, let's get you back out here, boy. We got our boy Landon Smith right here. Landon has been our correspondent in the tailgate, in the parking lot party.
Hold on, we're...
See if he can get his headphones on.
We're good.
There you go. We're good. We got it. All right. Take a seat there, young buck. Landon, yes. How you feeling?
Great. A lot better than yesterday, honestly. It's bright. It's sunny.
Less rain. Which is great.
Hopes are high.
I think we're good, this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that we're doing very well. I mean, the lack of clouds in the sky now. How has you been out in the parking lot with Sir Ike, who was in rare form yesterday? When you bring a content guy out on the road and there ends up not being music, and he or she has free range to just go.
Hey, guys.
It's our oldest saying with Raised Rowdy is drink all the beers. And Ike did more than drink all the beers. He drank whatever was put in front of him.
And spilled it, too.
And had a great time. So what was the what are the vibes out there in the camper area?
There are a lot more day drinkers today. 10 times more day drinkers than last. Hey, there we go. There's one. Yes, sir.
Day drinkers.
Big day drinker. But yeah, like the day drinkers are insane right now. There was people playing Beer Die and cornhole.
What is beer dye?
Okay, so beer dye, it's like if you get a ping pong table and then raise it up, maybe about like 6 inches. And so it's about nip high, I would say.
Nip high. Good measurement angle.
Maybe a little lower on, or you know, it who knows. But there's four cups, one on each corner, and there's a divider line in the middle, and you get a dice. And there's two players on each team. You have to throw it up. It's got to go 6 feet above the table, and it's got to land on the opponent's side, the die does. And what you want to do is either let it bounce on their side and go off the table. They can try to catch it, and that's 1 point. It can hit the red solo cup, and that's 2 points. And if it goes in the red solo cup, that's 3 points. And it's really hard. You can do, like, lofting stuff. So, like, if it, like, hits the table and the other team, like, knees it up and grabs it, that's their point.
Oh.
So there's, okay. It's a game
of offense and defense.
Yes, and, like, you can't like, catch the die against yourself. You have to catch it freehand.
Interesting.
And you have to have a drink in your hand.
Wow.
Well, so you only get one hand. It's crazy.
That's a lot. That's a lot of game to drink a couple cold beers, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. And cornhole.
Yeah, lots of cornhole. I'm sure we got our cornhole boards out here. They're red, white, and blue, so therefore they are the best. And then what bits were you doing out there? What were we asking people today?
We were just really partying with people. We had a spelling bee.
Oh, God. I bet you did so great in the spelling bee, Landon.
Mayhem. M-A-H-A-M. Mayhem.
Oh, God. how you got into Georgia Southern University
is beyond.
It is beyond me how you got in there. But I'm glad the vibes have been going well out there.
No, the vibes are great. I can't wait to go back out and see what's going on.
Pure chaos.
Pure chaos, probably. Always I got to find a cornhole game to be a part of.
Sweet, yeah, we're waiting on Nate Kenyon. Oh, he's got a celebrity guest with him. He's got the one, the only Mr. Mark Addison Chandler. Chandler this week. So Mark should be coming over here soon, which will be cool. How are you guys doing over there? Are you guys doing well? Hell sweet. Yeah. Ready to party. Looking awfully rad. I like those pink Converse over there. Solid.
Big.
So tonight we get to see Eric Church at a festival, which doesn't normally happen. We don't know what iteration of Eric Church we're going to see. Are we going to see the full band, or are we going to see just Eric Church acoustic?
I don't know, man.
Either way is going to be awesome.
The thing with Eric Church. You just never know.
You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box full of chocolates. You know? Eric Church, box full of chocolates. And then you get to see Big Velvet, Paul Coffin. Get to see sick. L. King. I'm very excited to introduce Paul Coffin tonight. Very, very, very excited to watch Paul Coffin tonight. He puts on an incredible show. He's going to be sweating his ass off just like we are at this table.
Hey, man, it's all for the love of the music.
I know, dude. It's all for the love of the music. I don't know how Nate Smith's going to wear his jacket tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because Nate always wears the jacket, so he might have to go T-shirt. He might have to come up with a raccoon shirt or something. maybe he'll wear that under the jacket when he takes his jacket off. But we got our boy Nate Kenyon coming up here in just a little bit. So, y'all, I'll stick around. Great scenery. Cowboy boots are out in full force right now. We see those. Yes. How y'all doing? You guys looking raised rowdy. We love that. That's awesome. And yeah, we'll be right back when we get our boy Nate Kenyon over here. This is Outside the Round, live on location at Tailgate and Tall Boys 2024.
NT, how we doing today? I said Tailgate and Tall Boys, how we doing today? There we go. She's listening. At least there's someone. Once again, it's Matt Barrill. We're getting ready to get the things going. Happy to have some freaking music today. Day two is going to be awesome. Who's excited for Eric Church? Yeah. Fuck yeah. We got L. King coming up. We got Paul Coffin. We got our boy Tyler Braden sound checking right now. He'll be on the main stage. And we got some really good friends of ours on the side stage as well. We got my man right here. You're going to see him on the side stage a little bit. Hey, do we have any of these that are cold? Can we get a cold surf side? Come and take a seat right here. We got our boy, Mr. Nate Kenyon, right here.
What's going on? What's going
Nate,
on, y'all?
How you doing, my guy?
Good, buddy. I just terrible at travel plans.
Bro, hey, it's take one of those too if you haven't had one yet. That's our new sponsor, Raise Rowdy. It's called Surfside Vodka. Right, yeah, now? Dude, drink it. Drink it up, bub. Drink it up.
How are y'all doing? You guys?
There we go. Our crowd of a couple people right there. We got Mark Addison Chandler right there. What's up? Grindhouse, shout out. Grindhouse in the house, baby. Yeah, it's like a vodka iced tea. It's our brand new sponsor with Rage Rowdy. So they're known to be pretty tasty.
It tastes dangerous. It comes down really smooth.
Yeah, so how was the ride getting up here?
It was good. It was just, ended up having a little bit of vehicle trouble. But thankfully we... Also, too, I thought I was playing at 2:30, 3:15, so God was looking out.
Yes.
And then, so I thought I had like a 25, 30-minute window that I was going to make it here. But we're good. We got to relax a little bit.
That's the beauty of festival season. It is chaos with no order, but somewhat of an order. Oh, the Save a Horse, Ride a Face guys are back. they've been a staple for us all weekend. they're part of the truck show. So have you been up? Have you toured in Illinois before, right?
I've been up here before. I actually did tailgate in Tall Boys years ago. Not too long, but back when I was rolling with the Lax Boys a little bit.
Oh, nice. Back in Peoria, the old school days. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Yep. And it's funny you bring up the Lax. That was actually where you and I first met. We met at a theater in Poughkeepsie, New York, in 2016 or 17.
Yeah.
I was still Redneck Matt. That's how far back this goes. It was a wild night, and you were out on the road with those guys. And to see kind of how you've transformed over the years and really kind of found yourself as an artist, because you were out doing that. How old are you?
I'm 33 now.
You're 33, so that was, you were like late 20s, like figuring it out, kid from South Georgia, from Baxley.
Yeah.
And to see like where you're at right now, dude, do you think you've kind of like found yourself as a writer, like what the Nate Kenyon sound really is?
1,000%. That time that I was back home when I met, when me and the Lax linked up, that's when I really honed in on exactly how I wanted to write songs. And then when I came back to Nashville, because I had that little like year and a half, 2 year like hiatus where I was back on dirt roads. Dude, when I came back, I knew exactly where I wanted to be. So it's been fun.
Yeah. How would you kind of describe your journey of like getting to where you're at now, being in your early 30s and being like an OG to some other guys? Like you helped bring along these kids that were in the position you were in like a decade ago.
Making a lot of mistakes. And I feel like that's with the new kids and stuff like that who are coming to town who kind of came right after me. It was like, hey, literally do as I say, not as I do, because like it's a weird industry to be in, and every once in a while you do take missteps, and the best thing you can do is keep somebody else's boots out of that shit.
Dude, 100%. Now doing festivals like this, something you've had some experience doing, this place today, I'm watching the time too, because we're gonna be going over there introducing you on the stage too, which is a real full circle moment for us.
Well, I appreciate that.
Which
I
is,
love that.
Dude, it's cool. And tailgating toll was, we were out in Clinton, Iowa with these guys last week, and the Midwest does it right. It's different. We do a lot of the Southern festivals, and Nikki T and I both being Northeastern guys, but there's something about being out in the heartland, and it's good fucking people out here in the Midwest. And blue collar folks, we got the truck show as a part of this, campers for days out there, the good fair food. Festivals are fun, aren't they?
1,000%. That's actually, it's more often than not, it is my favorite things to do. And also too, I think that we ended up bonding over the fact that, so I claim Georgia, because that's kind of like where like the big years happen.
Yeah.
But I'm from the Northeast. I'm from New England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I moved to Georgia when I was like 12.
I didn't know that.
All my family's up in like Western Mass. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that you were a Western Massachusetts guy, my guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So you spent more time in Georgia or more time up there?
Yeah. So I mean, like the childhood years when like the really really young was down in or was up in Massachusetts, but I feel like the really like. Yeah, when I fell in love with music for real, and when I got my heart broke for the first time or stole my first beer, like it was all down in Georgia.
So. Yeah. Yeah, what is it that's in the water, specifically in South Georgia? There's so many of you guys and girls that come up. I've fallen in love with towns like Statesboro, Tifton, Valdosta, Savannah. I haven't been through Baxley, but there's something about just a wave of songwriters and an appreciation for country music and portraying that lifestyle through song that you guys do so well in South Georgia. What is it about a place like Baxley or that South Georgia region that just produces monsters in the writing and music industry?
Man, I really don't honestly know. Like, I
I think, so it's a mixture of two things. I think it's because the things that you hear on the radio and some of these, like, hit massive songs, we literally live what are in those songs.
Yeah.
Even though if people are like, oh, this song is so cliche. No, it's actually, this really happens. So I think that, and I think just, like, I mean, slightly, there's also, too, a mixture of the idea of going and being a famous country singer, or, like, going and writing songs in Nashville. We love our towns, but also, too, like, sometimes you do want to get out, and you want to be able to do bigger, better things and pay some homage to where you're from. So I think that that inspires a lot of people to take the leap.
Who were some of the guys that you kind of looked up to? Because I think of, like, the kids that are coming right now. Like, we have a kid back there. We have Landon Smith. He's a Statesboro kid that's coming up. You have, like, the Gavin Adcocks. You have, like, the guys like Dylan Marlowe who are really starting to break through. But, like, for your era coming up, was it, like, the Swindells?
Well, so I moved to Nashville because Cole was the straw that broke the camel's back. I didn't know him. I actually, what's funny is we just met each other officially, like, maybe a year ago.
A year and a half ago.
But at this point, he had still had a Facebook that you could, like, get a hold of.
Yeah.
And, like, he wasn't, like, the big, big Swindell that he is now. But I literally reached out to him when I was at GSU, and I was like, I want to move to Nashville. What do I do? And the only advice that he gave me, he was like, you just got to do it. There's no trick. There's no back door. He was like, you just got to go. And, like, him saying that, I was like, all right, I'm going.
Yeah. Absolutely, dude. Well, what do we got as far as new music and stuff to look forward to this year?
Working on a new album, working on stuff that's going to be coming out, some new touring, and just, like, man, just really excited for everything. So.
Hell yeah, buddy. Well, I'm excited, and let's catch up more in Nashville and hang out. We're getting ready. Nate Kenyon about to go on the side stage here at Tailgate and Tall Boys Bloomington. Literally, you are the first music, you are the first artist that we are hearing all fucking weekend here. So that's awesome. You're literally kicking it off.
All right. Well,
you're kicking off the damn party,
let's
Nate.
Do it so. Too. I got some surf side of me, so let's have fun.
Yeah, dude, crank it up. Enjoy. We'll see you over there at that side stage. Y'all give it up all for right. Our boy, Mr. Nate Kenyon.
Thank you. Love you, buddy.
And be sure to go over. Nate goes on, starting out, kicking this thing off acoustically, 3:15. So in about 8 minutes, Nate will be on the stage, and we will be rocking and rolling. It's going to be awesome. So we're getting ready to go over there. Appreciate you guys and girls for hanging out with us another day. We'll be back here tomorrow for another round of live pods at Tailgate and Tall Boys. Tomorrow we have got the boys from Lakeview, Jesse and Luke, two of our good brothers. We've also got LaCade, a new artist coming out of Nashville. And we have got Wayne Klein and Austin Jones, who are members of USA Concerts. They put this whole event on, so very excited to have them joining us. Well, for my man Ike behind the camera, for our hype man, the boy wonder, Landon Smith, Nikki T over at the side stage, all the girls, all the crew, you can go ahead and go. Go buy some shit. Go buy some stuff. Love the shirt. Landon, sell him a t-shirt. But anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow, and we'll see you. Let's get this day going. Day two of Tailgate and Tall Boys, Bloomington, Illinois, baby. Let's get the party going. Eric Church, L. King, Paul Coffin, Tyler Braden, Lainey Gardner, Clayton Shea, and our boy Nate Kenyon, plus DJ Cliffy D's after party tonight from midnight to 2 a.m. for those that can hang all day. So we'll see y'all tomorrow. We'll see y'all later over there at the stage. My name is Matt Brill. This has been Outside the Round.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Only got a couple tricks on my sleeve. They usually just make them leave.